from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, police and firefighters on the scene of an accident this morning where a car crashed into a home in Manalapan, bursting into flames and injuring the driver. A neighbor tells News 12 she heard the crash around 5 a.m. A woman and her dog sleeping in a room next to where the car struck escaped safely, but the woman was taken to a hospital for some smoke inhalation. The neighbor says her husband helped EMS pull the unconscious driver from the car. Fire crews have been continuing to put out the flames. A New Jersey state trooper arrested after allegedly shooting and killing his dog at his condo and assaulting a cop outside Wayne Township headquarters. NorthJersey.com reports last week residents in a condo complex called the cops after hearing what they thought was a gunshot. Officers found the man, later identified as State Trooper Alexander Lark, in the parking lot acting erratically, destroying a stop sign. And according to an affidavit, Lark appeared to be under the influence of something. He assaulted a cop, was restrained and placed under arrest. And when officers went inside the condo where Lark lived, they found the dog shot to death with Lark's service weapon. He has been charged with aggravated assault, resisting arrest, criminal mischief, and more. Animal cruelty charges are pending. Donald Trump's Liberation Day is tomorrow, and tariffs against Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union will snap into place on Monday. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt slamming current American trade policy.
It has hollowed out our middle class. It has turned the American heartland into an American wasteland where jobs have gone overseas.
She announced that Trump will unveil the details of his tariffs Wednesday in a Rose Garden event. Stock markets worldwide are bracing for the impact. An Atlanta County man indicted in a crash last month that left a newlywed couple dead. Levon Woods charged last week with vehicular homicide, among other charges, after turning himself into New Jersey State Police. They say the 25-year-old was speeding and under the influence when he crossed the center line on Route 552 in Morris River Township and slammed head-on into a car on February 22nd, killing 57-year-old Thomas Splinter and his 29-year-old wife, Nancy. The owner of a very rare imported sports car is suing a firehouse chief in Middlesex County, accused of damaging the vehicle.
Mark Banna of Piscataway recently filed the lawsuit against Joshua Skolnick, as well as the Piscataway Fire District company that Skolnick led. Banna says he bought the 1995 Nissan Nismo 270R in mint condition as one of just 30 ever made. It was being sold for $500,000 when Skolnick allegedly dumped buckets of a gravel mixture onto the parked car last May. The sale fell through and it now needs restoration. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:03. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 9:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
We're kicking off April with much cooler air over New Jersey. No more 80 degrees today. Temperatures will settle around 50 to 55 this afternoon. I can't call that our high temperature. That happened early this morning. So it's going to be cool. It'll be breezy, but at least we'll have plenty of sunshine for the duration here. Tonight, clear, calm, and chilly. Lows in the lower to mid-30s. Still on the cool side for one more day tomorrow. Sun to clouds, highs around 50. Could be a late day shower. Hey, we're right back in the 70s on Thursday. New Jersey weather made possible by Victor's Home Solutions. Get your roof inspected before more spring rains hit. Call Victor's today for a free 21-point inspection, 609-604-8115, or visit them online at victors.com.
Right now, Jersey City, 42 degrees. It's 42 in Woodbridge. Pemberton, also 42. You can download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.